From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. President Trump says it's time for the Senate to fix the nation's health care system. At the White House this afternoon, the president turning up the pressure on senators to decide if they want to help the country by moving forward to improve the country's health care system, now known as Obamacare.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
The president also saying Democrats have the chance to do the right thing.
For Democrats, this vote is a chance to make up for the terrible harm they have inflicted on Americans like those who are with us today.
During the past month, the Senate's looked at two versions of health care bills, one that would both repeal and replace the current health care law and another that would repeal the law. Well, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner emerging from the White House today after talking with Senate Intelligence Committee investigators in a closed-door meeting to tell them that he had no improper contacts with Russians leading up to or after the 2016 election.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
Kushner is set to face members of the House Intelligence Committee Tuesday in another closed-door session, and they're likely, if they have not already, to question him about the two telephone talks that he had with last year's Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. Kushner's lawyers have said the talks were about possible U.S. cooperation with Syrian war. This is VOA News.